disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
Hi, I'm Will Cattrall and welcome to The Key Talking Points, the new audiovisual podcast from the club where we'll be talking about everything and anything Connacht Nomads, from our first team in the Jedi Cymru Premier through to our academy, ladies team and much more. You might know me from Twitter, I do the match league updates for all first team games and all other 19 games based at the Key 3G, which is the home of our academy. Which brings us on to today's guest. He joined the club from Flint at the start of the season, quickly becoming a mainstay in the defence for the Cymru Premier Development League North and College Leagues. He's earned call-ups to the first team matchday squad, and he's the team captain for the under-19s. Now, as of last week, he's a Cymru Premier League Development North champion at just 16 years of age. It's Harry Owen. So Harry, thanks for taking the time to join us. And obviously we're here because the under-19s have now been crowned league champions. When you joined us at the start of the season, you knew that this was one of our targets. We were going to go and try and win the league, and albeit in unusual circumstances, you've achieved that.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I joined that the club was ambitious, and I knew from the start that we wanted to aim big. And yeah, it's a great feeling now that we've got the win, and yeah, buzzing to be honest with you.
Yeah, obviously, not in a way we would have expected, but the league obviously looked at the points per game and the performance of each team. Nomads deservedly came out on top. What was it like finding out that you won the league in this way?
Well, it was weird, to be honest with you. We got a message for you from Gaz, and we were all sat there thinking, well, we had no clue, to be honest with you. And then we found out, and every single one of us were just a bit.
No, yeah, fantastic. And then the under-19s themselves have been building up to a league challenge for some time now. At what point in the season did you really start to believe that, you know, we've got a good few results here and we can really push on and try and win the league?
Well, we knew from the start with the squad and the players that we had a very good chance of doing well this season. And then as soon as we all realised how Gaz, Rich, Antonio and Job wanted us to play, we knew that we could achieve something big if we followed exactly what they wanted from us.
That was great. We had a lot of good results, but there was a few results that didn't go our way as well. Losing at Carnarvon, obviously losing at Derby to get knocked out of the Welsh Cup. Being such a young squad, it's easy for these results to have a negative effect, but you seem to just push on from those negative results and obviously go into a really strong run at the start of the year.
Yeah, although we have many first years within our under-19 squad, I think them losses kind of pushed us and they made us realise that we've just got to keep working harder and harder and harder if we do really want to win the league.
There were a lot of games this season, both in the college leagues and the Cymru North Development League. Pick out some of your favourites.
Well, obviously, you've got to look at your big games within the season. I think when we went away to Airbus and won 3-0, that was a great game because I thought we dominated the game and it was a great performance from us. Another I'd say is probably TNS away, because going down to 10 men for so long and sticking out and then getting that win, it was kind of, we needed that and it was a big lift for us.
Yeah, that was of course one of our last games before football got stopped. And very rare for any team at any level to go to TNS and get a result. So no, that was a fantastic one for the club. And what's the both the celebrations? I know you said obviously Gaz has sent a message and there's not that much you can do. What's the team spirit been like since going into lockdown?
Yeah, it's been great to be fair. We all know that we've got to keep working now and staying fit, but we have regular calls and we try and keep in touch. So, but we had a massive call with all the team once we'd won the league. And I thought it was just a great feeling for all of us to come together, well, as much as we could, really.
And for yourself, obviously, a massive achievement, win the league at 16, one of the youngest players in the squad, I believe. What do you want to do in terms of pushing on for next season now?
Well, yeah, we know that we've won it this year, so now it's really we've got to win it next year. And I think, hopefully, we all want to have a little bit of cup success next season, I think, as well as trying to win the league.
Yeah, of course, great. And obviously, during this lockdown time, a lot of people are at home, and yourself actually doing some key work and still working during the day.
Yeah, we're just doing bits to ensure that things are ready in the recycling plant so things can keep flowing. But yeah, it's a tough time for everyone, and hopefully we get through it and everyone's staying safe.
That's great. Cheers. Thanks so much, Harry.
Thank you very much.